Lesson 14, text. A woman scientist speaks, after Diane Narick.
On July 22, 1969, several of my friends and I were watching the astronauts land on the moon. We watched and asked the same question. Why aren't there any women astronauts on the moon? Why aren't there any women technicians? How are we kept from these fields? As a woman scientist and someone who wanted to be an astronaut, I feel that I know some of these answers. When I was a child, I liked to make and build objects and wanted to be a scientist. My interest and desire were greatly encouraged from school and home. While I was encouraged, I did quite well. When I graduated from high school and began to apply to college, I suddenly discovered resistance. I knew that I had to be twice as good as a man to get into college, so I was. Yet when I applied to college, I was told not to indicate my interest in science. I was told that I would not be able to compete with men once I entered college. It was not that I could not, but that I was not allowed. When I watched as men with poorer grades than my own entered the college and complained, I was told that companies and colleges did not want to invest in a woman because she would eventually get married. This was the first time that I learned what it meant to be a woman. But since I did receive offers and was able to go to college, I let it slide and the anger passed. Once I entered college, though, I couldn't let the anger pass, because I was always being reminded that I was a woman and women shouldn't study science. Professors told us women that we were not serious enough and we had to prove ourselves. In many science courses, the demands for women were much higher than for men. Despite the discouragement I had received, I continued to study. I kept pursuing my interest in science, partly because I wanted to prove that I could do it, and partly because I enjoyed it. However, that enjoyment had decreased very much during my college years. Finally, I managed to finish school and then attempted to apply my skills. A woman who seeks to continue in her scientific work finds that she receives lower salary, lower rank, and less interesting positions than men with the same qualifications. After obtaining the same skills as a man, spending the same time at the same schools, a woman is still treated as an inferior person. When I was first hired, I was told not to expect any favors because I was a woman. But there already exists a constant conflict between a woman as a woman and her abilities as a scientist. She is told not to act like a woman, but she is always treated like a woman. Her work is looked down upon, and she is always asked to prove herself in her work. My work was considered to be a waste of time, while my coworkers who were doing the same thing were considered to be conducting important research. The only reason that there aren't more women scientists is because the men don't allow it. They tell us women that we are not good at the skills. If we disprove their theory by learning these skills, they accuse us of being unwomanly. As a child, I was encouraged in my scientific studies. Yet when I tried to achieve these goals, the discouragement and pressure stood in the way. I had the confidence in my ability and the desire to study science, but the constant discouragement and pressures that I received caused me to lose both. No wonder a woman who as a child did not receive this encouragement, does not enter science at all.
Words to watch.
Astronaut. Technician. Object. Object. Graduate. graduate, apply, resistance, indicate, compete, grade, complain, invest, eventually, slide, remind, despite, discouragement, decrease, decrease, scientific, salary, qualification, obtain, inferior, higher, constant, conflict, research, unwomanly, achieve, pressure, goal, confidence.